importance of daily quiet time. You see, your quiet time is the most important aspect of your life. Look, these are things that many people, as a result of not being rooted in them, has made a shipwreck of their faith. God designed you not to live on yesterday's rhema. Do you know quiet time is like manna in the wilderness? Every morning you must go out to pack. Do you know some people went out and packed for the next day? What did they say it did? Say it was rotten. The word of God, the way God designed you, look at what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And man's living is a daily living. Have you ever seen a man that is said to be living when he died yesterday? No. And the same way you must eat every day, that's the way you must do your quiet time every day. The way food sustains you every day, so also does quiet time sustain you every day. You see, be careful. You see, there are some retreats that we do that is not proper. It's like a man who did not eat from Monday and he said, I'm going to eat all the food on Sunday so that I can carry me for the week. No. There's no such thing. There's a secret that is lost in the Christendom. It is the secret of the daily applying your heart to your quiet time. You must have your quiet time. It makes you healthy. If somebody eats balanced diet every day, is he afraid of sickness? What do you think will happen to his immune system? Now, what is the immune system doing? It helps to fight. Is that all those white blood cells? It fights against external intrusion of sickness and diseases. Why? Why, please? Why is his immune system strong? The quality of what he eats every day that has boosted his immune system. You see, you also did not get born again without an immune system. God put in you an immune system against iniquity. Anytime iniquity is approaching, the immune system of your spirit stands up and says, no, you cannot come in. When you see anybody that says, grace has covered me, I can sin anyhow, he has no salvation because he has no immune system. God put in us that system, that seed that stands against corruption. You see, you know, 1 John 3 says, he said, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, because the seed in him is the word of God, which is the immune system against iniquity. Your quiet time is not a joking ground. You must revive, you must reverence it, you must allow it, you must believe in it, you must practice it. Is the place where your fire is refreshed. You remember the book of Leviticus. He said the fire must be burning upon the altar every day. That's the command God gave to Moses. He said the fire on the altar shall not go out. How can you keep a fire burning 24 hours? It means you must have built a system that makes that fire to keep burning. Once a stick has burnt, you remove to supply new ones. Is that not so? Yes. I said, is that not so? Yes. But when you leave the sick and say, this fire is God's fire, is on the altar of God. No. Nobody becomes spiritual automatically. Spirituality is not a gift from heaven. Mm-hmm. Spirituality is not a gift from God. Spirituality is a work of man as you cooperate with the Holy Spirit. You don't get spiritual by impartation, by laying of hands. No. You get spiritual by the daily application of your heart to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. You see, it's your mind. And your mind must be renewed by application to the scriptures. So,
It's important for you to know quiet time is. Some people think they want to do 90 hours prayer. Eh? But they miss their quiet time. Are you following me?
Yes.
They are gathering for prayer ring, 50 hours prayer ring, 12 hours tongue in the Holy Ghost. You see, prayer meeting is different from prayer life.
Mm.
We've said it. You can have a prayer meeting. It doesn't mean you are a prayerful person. The place you learn how to pray, you practice praying as a lifestyle, is your quiet time. You see, you remember our brother Richard was saying that our personal discipline will enhance our collective discipline. Is that not so? Did you remember that? So, what you call the spiritual health of a ministry, of a work, of a place, is the personal spirituality of each members of that place. Are you with me now? It's what allows for strength. When you wake up and you can first listen to news before you hear from God, you are a man that will not last. I'm telling you things God is dealing with me on. Lack of daily quiet time will make me to be looking for unnecessary retreats. I see people say, you know, I want to go and have my retreat. You know, I need a retreat. I need a retreat. And I don't like the word that retreat sometimes. Even though that, you know, we've been familiar with it, you know. And of course, the real meaning of retreat is something, is a place, you know, is a place to build strength. But most of our retreat is that is because we are weak. Do you know that why we do retreat, most people, is that, I'm getting weak, oh, let me go and do retreat. That's not the purpose of retreat. God is not expecting you to be weak. Let me ask you a question. According to the Bible that we read, how many times did Jesus do retreat? Apart from the 40 days, did you hear of any other long time? Did you hear of any long fast again? What was his attitude? A daily contact with the heavens. You see, when God began to talk to me, he said, let your retreat be that I am creating more time with the Lord. Not as a result of weakness, but to build on the strengths I have acquired. Are you with me? It's not that, the way I'm now talking carelessly now, the way I'm now watching film too much, let me go and do retreats. You will forever be doing retreats. Retreats that will not promote you. You've not seen some people that they will do retreats now. They will come back and say, Mashabalabala, thank you, Lord. That it was a fruitful time. Only for them to go after 1-2 months, they are going back again. That's not the will of God. The will of God is from strength to strength, and from glory to glory, from faith to faith. You know, some people, when they fall into fornication, that's when they will say, I must declare 7 days fast. I must declare 14 days. I know after 14 days. What are they trying to do? They want to quiet their conscience. Do you know? Yes. That's why people, they default the fornication or masturbation. They say, Lord, I am sorry. So they declare 14 days. To them, fasting is a way to please God. To cleanse themselves. Why God loves that? Why it's alright? The real strength of a man is measured in his daily walk, not in his monthly work. The real spiritual strength of a man is in the activities he does on a daily basis. Look, you are a product of what you daily invest your time and life in. That's the real worst. Let me ask you a question. Do you know the worth of a man is measured by his daily work? How do you define a teacher? When you say, Brother Ginga is a teacher, it means he does what? How? Constantly. If I go to school to teach every day in a secondary school, and I teach every day, do you know everybody will soon, if I'm pastor, how are children greeting me? Good morning, uncle. Good morning, master. People now, the students are now respecting me based on my daily activity. If I teach them once in a term, how am I to them? The recognition is like, yes, sir. It will be different from if I do that daily with them. If a farmer goes to farm once in three months, do you consider that person a farmer? He's not a farmer. So don't look for this unnecessary spiritual. I don't know how to put it. I'm looking for the English. Spiritual gymnastic. You know, all this, our so-called awakening. You know, yeah, we are going there. No. You see, when I followed Revival, I found out this thing called quiet time was the secret why this man shook nations. I was studying about D.L. Moody. Please listen to me, friends. I'm speaking from my heart. This is a foremost American evangelist who shook the land with great power. People like Charles Spurgeon, referred to as Prince of Preachers. That's what they call him. Prince of Preachers. This one preaches and the power of conviction rests on people. One of the men that I love so much, and I love the pattern of his life, is D.L. Moody. D.L. Moody is a powerful servant of God. Christ was powerful in him. And his own style of ministry is also what we adopt. You pray, you share with people, you share the need. He's a man that I really love, and he shook nations for God. Through him, the Cambridge Seven and the popular mission movement of the Cambridge Seven, where people like C.T. Studd came out from, it was during his message. This man, God used him. He doesn't believe that something is impossible. Single-handedly, under the help of God, kept moving to shake lands for God. I studied his prayer life and I was shocked. Each time I see people talk about D.L. Moody, D.L. Moody, Pastor W.F. Kumi talk about D.L. Moody, Brother Billy talk about D.L. Moody. You know, when certain men you respect begin to mention D.L. Moody, you know that, look, who is D.L. Moody? So, popular to me, I was looking for, 90 days in the bush, 75 days in the... No. I saw a man who practice quiet time consistently. In fact, it was said, I think it was said that he wakes up maybe around that 3-4. You will meet D.L. Moody with light. There's another great servant of God who was like a disciple to D.L. Moody. That D.L. Moody will come in the morning and knock thy door, it's a better in English, and knock your door and ask, are you awake? Because he has been awake between 3-4, I think he'll be there for about 3 hours every day. It was said that D.L. Moody, after that time, is busy throughout the day. He can walk easier, preaching, teaching, gathering something, arranging this, pulling this for the sake of ministry, and God used it. But it's time. I think him and others said, they will lose their confidence if at least in the morning they don't spend at least maybe 3 hours with God. When I began to find out about this man, I saw that they will pray simple prayers. Just say, "Can you pray for us? Lord, in thy name we ask that this be done and be given to us. Amen, amen." And the thing is done. So I remember when I was told, I said, which one do I want? Do I want the one that my head will almost fall off because I'm praying? That is just to prove to my religious mind that I'm praying. And my heart is not there. Don't forget our conclusion yesterday. The way everyone relates with God once he's getting results. Do you remember that? But you see, I'm finding that quiet time, which is the daily register, as it were, where angels are marking, did Joseph came today? They say he came. Presence, he marked it. It's like your daily register. Don't always say, "I know that by Friday, if I didn't even study Bible from Monday, I know by Friday I'm going to spend hours with it. It's me and God." You find out that once you say it, that me and God said will not work. You will postpone that retreat again. How many times have you postponed retreats? Retreat is good as a means to spend more time with God, to thresh out matters so that you can go from strength to strength. Not because you are weak. Let's go and refuel. You know, some people who have misapplied Isaiah 40. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It's not a show of weakness. That's not the reason for waiting upon the Lord. He who does not practice waiting upon the Lord as a lifestyle in the morning, quiet time is waiting upon the Lord. Your retreat and fasting is not waiting upon. Waiting upon the Lord is not fasting. It is a day that fast. To wait upon God is to rely on Him. Try and check out that transition. Others say to wait for God, and others say to wait upon the Lord. It's like a waiter. You know a waiter now in the hotel. What does he do? He wait on you. What's wait on you? Has to be available. Anytime say waiter. That's why they call waiter. That's why they call him waiter. Waiter means anytime you need me. That means you wait upon the Lord. You are a waiter. As far to anytime the Lord beckons on you, you are relying on Him. Say dependence. So don't have this spiritual gymnastic mentality where, you know, we are in a movement now that prayer is key. God is trying to bring the prayer awareness, but the way we are going about this prayer awareness is becoming noise again. I've entered some places and there's no substance. People are just, and it's thank God for this. It's not even there before. People cannot even stay 9 hours, say they are praying. But you see, but the flesh, people now can stay 12 hours just to tell others that they have prayed. Do you know, for me, I don't think prayer meeting should be announced. Real revival prayer. When I went into study of revival, nobody announced. It was more or less like, there's a body, let's pray. Brother, will you call on some friends, let's pray. It's not the one type that we will go on social media, on radio. It's happening. Everyone is meeting the earth in new dimension. 30 hours prayer time. That's not how prayer is. Jesus said, enter into thy closet. Is that not what he said? So that you will not appear to pray. You remember the two people. One said, you know, the Bible says, for the Pharisees, they love to pray. You imagine that term, love to pray, but pray to be seen. Love, so that you love, yes, that you are praying is not a big issue. That you love to pray, some people also love to pray, to be seen, to be approved, to be seen. Oh, then they pray. That place. No. Prayer is your heart. connecting with God. Whether you shout, whether you are quiet, whether you are just doing like Anna. Eh? Imagine Anna's prayer brought a national prophet. How? Oh gosh! Is that what brought it? What? Moving of our lips. Yet, answer came. When I study prayer in the Bible, honestly, God is as if God changed my brain. And a generation that is used to noise, once it's not noisy, it's not prayer. No, it's not that. I can shout, I still shout in prayer. But I understand that shouting does not bring effectiveness to my prayer. Neither does shaking my head. It doesn't bring effectiveness to my prayer. Posture does not give effectiveness to my prayer. It's the art that gives effectiveness to my prayer. So your quiet time is a time. And please take note, it's a time. It's a time. Where you have formed the habit of bringing these elements and practicing it consistently. One, worship. Worshipping the Lord, in quiet time you worship. And it also sounds like worship. A sheep of war. Worship is powerful because worship is adoration. And Satan does not like that. Hope you know Satan's greatest headache is worship. Eh? He wants to be worshipped. Satan wants to be worshipped. So his greatest headache is when you worship another who is God, not him. There are different ways Satan can take your worship. Worry is worship to the devil. Because worry is not putting faith in God. It's putting faith in yourself or in the circumstance. It's worship. Fear is worship to the devil. Are you following this? So, Satan would like you to wake up in the morning and do something else than God. He doesn't like you giving God first priority in your life in the first place. That's why, after I wake up and I ease myself, the next for every child of God is his quiet time. Please. I even trust God. See, when I study D.L. Moody, because he's one of my mentors, though late, but I like him, so I'm still looking for many of his materials. I said, there was a time I met him, I said, if I can spend three hours every morning. Every morning. Imagine every morning. I have three hours unbroken fellowship with the Lord, and I spend the rest of the day for the kingdom. Except other hours, the Spirit of God will say, seclude yourself to pray. Excuse me. If I do what the MD have done, I will be a wonderful brother who had brought blessing to the body of Christ. But me, I'm looking for 1 7-day retreat somewhere. After that 7 days retreat, I will look for another 14 days when I'm dry and weak. That's when I need to talk to God again. No wonder we are what we are. Worship. And then this use of this one is lost in the body of Christ, especially in the campus. I'm sorry, you are disciples and you are missionaries. So I need to teach you things. The Bible confirmed Jesus sang hymns, but now we just want to be singing songs from heaven. Now, the Bible approves spiritual songs. Now, I won't mention names because some other people may listen to this. There are some persons I would mention, not their names, but we know them. I love what they are doing. I submit to what they are doing, but it's getting into excesses. Not by them, but by those who hear them. We have lost hymns. Everybody is now singing spiritual songs and making sounds from heaven. You already know examples of those I'm talking about. You know, we just begin to make sound. It's good, but it's going to excesses. Curtis can also do that. Hymns. Bible says When they ate the Lord's Supper, Jesus and several sang hymns. Do you know in the campuses now, there's no hymn, there's no hymn book. In fact, hymn book now is given by the church and taken back from you after church service. Yes or no?
Yes.
It's a terrible act. It's eroding away the power of singing scriptural songs. Obviously, where there are some hymns that are not spiritual, there are spiritual hymns also. Some people, now, there are some, these the new creation reality people that began to discourage people from singing hymns. And they are bringing more harm to the body than good. At least, if you feel a hymn is not spiritual and it does not bring out the new creation reality, sing other hymns. Give us hymns. Give us, you see, hymns, they make you to, it's not, you know, when you're singing hymns, you don't dance. Except the Spirit of God moves you to dance. Hymn is more or less of a song that makes you reflect and think. And I've seen the power of hymns. I've seen when you sing hymns and bring a message. Songs like "I'm pressing on the upward way, new height I'm gaining every day, still praying as iron won't bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand." New creation reality people will say, "No, we are already there seated with Him." Don't mistake. Don't go into excesses. You see, the posture of humility does not say you did not recognize what the Lord has accomplished in Christ Jesus. Paul said, "I press on towards the mighty." The same man who says we are seated says, "I press on." Are we together? The two is in the Bible. The man who said we have been made to sit with Him, we are His workmanship. He created in Christ Jesus to finish work. The same man said, "I press on towards the man." Before he said, "I have finished the race." You know, the same man who said that Christ has sanctified us, the same man said, "I pray that your spirit, soul, and body be sanctified." Standing on the promises of Christ, my King. We don't sing such things. We don't. Your quiet time is a place of your hymns. You bring out, and you should have your personal hymn in book. Bye. You see, when the Holy Spirit draws a hymn for you on your way, maybe you are doing something. Oh my God, can refresh. I remember a hymn that God used to really help me. "Grace, thy grace alone is all I plead for. Grace to serve thee, all right, Lord. Oh, grace to love thee more. Grace, thy grace alone is all I plead for. Grace to serve thee. All right, Lord. Oh, grace to love thee more." Your school anthem, okay. "I long for this grace, Lord, to be a faithful steward, to lay my all down for thy church, till our glory burst forth." By the time you are singing the stanza, you are already speaking in tongues. These are not psychedelic tongues. These are not jogodogodogo tongues that makes you feel, "Yes, I'm talking." These are tongues that come from your heart. You are singing and you are singing in tongues. You don't know when you are singing tongues is coming interpretation. These are the dimensions of the Spirit. These are they come up. You know, Paul said that, "Be filled with the Spirit." He said, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. That's also one of the ways to be filled with the Spirit. Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Go to Ephesians 5. You see there. You sing hymns. You sing spiritual songs. You see, you cannot be worshipping God and not even sing your own new songs. You will compose songs. These are not songs for the album. These are not songs to sing, to go and say, "Let me teach you a new song." That's an idea. Not composing to go and sing to people. Because, you see, when your own heart adores God, your heart will make melody. It's not a melody you learn from a brother who is making his own personal melody to God. It's not a copying somebody melody. It's your own melody to God. You see, we must teach what is proper. Praises. Sometimes in your quiet, you can burst in praise. And you are dancing without drums. May the church return to that. Where we dance without instruments. It's not as if instrument is not good. But where the joy of the Lord is so real that it can move us to dance. And there is no instrument. Do you know in most church services, once everybody sing ba 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 loke ba digi 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 digi, that's when you say just let NEPA take light. Or it should stop. For some few minutes, you see people now using their hands. They'll be after the thing light did not come up. People now be saying, "Kilo Shele, what happened now?" Even the drummer will be tired. Because what gets the church going is electricity, not the Spirit of God. Help us put that your phone on silence, please. So instead of the spirit of joy to keep the church going, what has kept the church going is electricity. You see, we've lost true worship in the body of Christ. What was the instrument being played in the prison when Paul and Silas were in prison? Which instrument? No. The instrument was in their spirit. Did I say don't use instrument? Yeah, you can use instrument. Instrument is biblical. But when instrument takes your place, because the Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. It's not things that don't have breath. Not drum set. There are some churches that, they are small. They are still 15. They are contributing money to buy drum set. Do they need drum set in such a church? How can a church of 30 be contributing 150,000 that they can use to print tracts and get more souls? Say they are thinking of buying a keyboard of 90,000 naira when there's somebody in their church who has not paid school fees of his child. We are running program rather than gathering for fellowship. So you understand that this act of songs, your own songs, you know, I will never forget Brother Don Moen. Those are men. I was told at the time that the songs he sings comes from his quiet time. Said it. No wonder that tomorrow if you sing, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all ways acknowledge him and he shall direct, and he shall direct your path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You see, there is life in it. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Sing it again tomorrow. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. You see, these are men who are called the same. Songs that don't go old, they come from heaven. They come from God. Watch all these so-called singers. With time, they will fade away. Watch. It's just a matter of time. You know, now, all our videos is well edited. You see somebody trying to sing something. It's not really worshipping God. The video has done a good job. You know, there are emotional videos that shows emotion. It's not as if he's worshipping God. He's acting for the camera. That's the generation we are in. As a disciple, as a Christian, don't be carried away by such things. Be rooted. Be rooted. God has used the one songs for me so much. He never sleeps, he never slumbers, he never tired of hearing a prayer. When we are weak, he becomes stronger. So rest in his love and cast all of your cares. So rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him. See? Oh, I'm even feeling goosebumps now. Hallelujah. You will not know when you start prophesying. This is quiet time. I don't know why you do quiet time like this. You'll be looking for one retreat. What D.L. Moody did, many of these so-called 90 hours have not done one thing of it.
Also, he had a song that I was following along that I used to sing with him.
Yes. Ira Sankey. Ira Sankey. Ira Sankey. Ira Sankey also wrote hymns. So please. Yes, they combine songs, and if you hear their songs, it's not songs that are powerful.
The time he come, he said, "Arasanki is the heart of the is the heart of the message."
Of the message.
Is the
songs are powerful.
He said, "Is the heart? Is the what he want to come and do? The man will have sang it."
Songs are powerful. You see, you must practice the act of singing. You must practice the act of listening to music. Godly music, it will help you. There was a time the Lord began to tell me to combine singing with my messages. He said to me, he said, start combining singing. I see that you cannot be a person who is a regular and quieter who will not be able to sing. It's not possible. Because the throne is a throne of worship. Throne of God.
People even know you will have spent all your time.
You will have spent 3 hours.
Yes, if you, I think singing of him, it will take the place of prayers all
around. You see, it will be interchangeable. You'll find out that in your ears, you are busted into tongues and prayers. Because, okay.
Sometimes if I want to shadow my quiet time, I say, my song has covered like 40 minutes.
Yes. You see, we were essentially made to worship, not to ask. It is the fall that turned us to request tenderness. We were essentially made to worship. Not that we were made to always say, give me, oh God, double promotion this year.
It has become give me.
Like somebody said.
If you are always fond of God, give me. That you are not recognized by God.
You see, God can give you things without you asking.
Yes, sir.
We saw it demonstrated.
Make me, not give me.
Look at
the gift you can aspire. Yes. God finish.
Look at what Moses Solomon. God said, "Now I will also give you what you did not ask for." God can give me what I didn't ask for. So it's important for you to understand that the next on the line in your quiet time is prayers, and I think I've talked a little bit about prayers. Prayer is, you have the prayer of supplication. Supplication is when you tender your heart before God based on a need, not want. Because in the Lord's Prayer, it is, give us this day our daily bread. Bread is what you need, not what you want. It's a need. Don't ask God what you want. Ask God what you need. Let God be the one to sort out things that you may want. Like for me now, I found out that the more you grow in discipleship, you become need conscious, not want conscious. Because wants are things you just want to have for the craving of your desire. You think that right now, I feel like eating pizza. You know pizza now? Shawarma. I like it. I mean, just eat shawarma. But that's not what I need. Right now, what I need is food, not junks. Are you getting it now? So it's important for you to know supplication. There's a prayer of thanksgiving. You see, prayer of thanksgiving make you to thank. Excuse me. I love this prayer of thanksgiving.
I think it should come first.
Yes, it comes first. I just put it. Thanksgiving. You know, so the rule of prayer is acts. You know? Adoration.
Confession.
If there is anything to confess, then thanksgiving, and then supplication. And then supplication. So, thanksgiving is, I like that thanksgiving. Because when I look back at what God has done for me, brother, I don't believe that I will be standing this way. I don't believe. Don't let me go into stories. I just look back at my secondary school, the way God cared for me, the way He supplied, the point where I prayed, certain things were done, my college of education, my university days. It can only be God. It sometimes I'm close to tears. And then, of course, your request. Prayer of consecration is in your quiet, and this is a very important one. You see, what is prayer of consecration? Where you rededicate, you search deeply your heart. That is an important aspect of quiet time. Where you search your heart. if there be anything. It doesn't mean you are not sure you are the righteousness of God. No. No. You are still in the flesh, and the presence of sin is still around. Jesus Christ dying on the cross, you know, we told us, and rose from the dead, did not destroy the presence of sin. He only destroyed the power of sin. So because there is the presence of sin, and you still have eyes to look, you are going about in this corrupt world. You are searching, Lord, is there any? If the Holy Spirit didn't say there is any, move on. Don't be introspective as to be saying, I know there is a way, I have offended God. Mm-mm. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. But that revelation is to make you live the life, not just for you, make you confess it. These are the excesses that have led to error. Somebody is watching Blue Film, I'm the righteousness of God. He's a devil incarnate. He's actually following the devil. Such persons should not be a preacher. Intercession. When the Holy Spirit begins to reveal things to you, and you begin to say, now, in intercession, that's where you find the issue of things that has to do with sweat, screaming. There is a, God, because a burden is gripping you. A groaning. Remember, there was a time like that. If I want to pray like this, small time. And I just found out, why am I always praying like that? I discovered I was not forming this thing. If I start praying, the next thing is, and it will be not that I'm forming it. Until I came to understand, there's a groaning aspect, not the one you form. Anybody can start doing, anybody can start. Not the one the Spirit of God brings forth. You may not know what you are praying for, but you are just groaning. For a soul, for a life, for a nation, for a city, for a missionary. And then, the study. This too is important, because this too teaches about the rest. Teaches about the rest. The study of the Bible. You see, your quiet time is a major place to study, not to read. And study involves to search deep diligently. You look as to apply. It is not in quiet time you prepare sermon or messages. I do that and it's wrong. It's not something I do as a practice. But these are corrections the Lord has brought to me. You know, because you want to buy time. You prepare sermon and you pray messages in your quiet time. Quiet time is for you, not for them. Prepare your sermon elsewhere. Prepare your sermon or messages another time, elsewhere. Not in your quiet time. Quiet time is like, when you study the Bible, is a time to look at the mirror, to see yourself. When you look at the mirror, what do you see? You don't see somebody. You are not looking at the mirror and say, Brother Joseph. You are looking at the mirror. I am looking at the mirror and saying, Brother Joseph. Is it Brother Joseph that... except Brother Joseph is standing at my back. And even if he's standing at my back, it is me that is first bold to... It's myself first before I see the other person.
So you can see somebody in the mirror.
You can see somebody in the mirror, but that should not be your first concern. Your first concern in checking the mirror of God's word is, in what area am I not right? Do I need to adjust? It is when that is done.
It's somebody at your back that you can see.
And that's powerful. That's somebody at your back following you. That's when you can see him. And you can only see him because you are looking at the mirror of God's word. You can see him. And you must also teach him to, in fact, look at the mirror also by himself. So that he can see his own life. So study of the Bible. Many people don't know how to study the Bible. Many don't know how to study the Bible. The Bible truly is a book written to be understood. Don't first see the Bible and say, it's mystery. It's first written as a compiled book to be understood. That's why somebody can call himself a professor of New Testament. Because at the letter level, you could dissect it, historical background, and all other background to the study. You know, there are rules of criticism of a context of study, material. So, it's first a book, but it's not an ordinary book. If you leave the Bible, if you leave your understanding of the Bible to a mere book, you will be lost. You will be arrogant. You will be proud. But it takes humility to access the Spirit behind the Word. So the Word of God, which is the Spirit part, is the Rhema, when the Holy Spirit, because the Bible is powerful, it's like treasure locked up that you must open with humility. If you approach it like it's just a book, you can be a professor of Old Testament and on your way to hell. You can be a professor of New Testament and on your way to hell. You can analyze Jesus, but not the Savior of the world.
Religious Jesus.
So, memorization. This is an aspect all of us should work on. When you memorize, it helps your brain to be at that thing. It helps. It's not the major part. But you should memorize. Because this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. What should not depart from your mouth is what you have memorized, so that you can keep saying it. Are you following this? Memorization. Don't just do quiet time that comes out with nothing. There may be a day you may not memorize, but let it be a part of your quiet time to memorize scripture. And I found that the more you do your quiet time, you will know some scripture by heart. You may not be able to tell chapter 5 verse 4, but you can quote it like that. Because you have read and studied and meditated. And it's powerful when the Holy Spirit takes over the study of the Bible. The Holy Spirit can use a word, to begin to deal with you in the Bible, if he so wants to. And it will not be out of context. The Holy Spirit can pick a certain phrase, and it came down from Timnath, can be a matter in your heart that you will pray about, and it came down from and it went up to Jerusalem. It's the Spirit of God that brings life to Christianity, to the Bible we study. That daily application of your heart. Hey! Don't substitute your quiet time for reading of books. Don't substitute your quiet time for listening of messages. It's important. You can do that as led by the Spirit. You can use a spiritual book for your quiet time as led by the Spirit of God, or a message as led, but it must not be your practice. Why? It's your personal altar to learn and glean from God. One of the most important aspects of quiet time is the silent moment, which is called meditation. Some people do their quiet time like they do fast food. Confession of the day. Lord Jesus, we thank you because I'm more than conqueror. Amen. Scriptural reference. Luke chapter 4 verse 12. You have not done quiet time. Devotional books have not helped. Devotional materials are good for starters. Those who are just starting in the faith, it's a guide to them. You should not be strong in the grace of God and still be using devotional. No. Every church is now having its own devotional. Just to help people. That's the purpose. So that it doesn't leave them without God's word. And many people finish that devotional the next day on the TV and they are watching Z World. Look at that. So the devotionals are just merely wasting some people's homes. But praise God is helping some other lives. So the purpose of devotional is to help you start, not to help you go on. If you are now devotionals can be used as family, common family altar. So that all of us can glean from a spot, it can be used, devotional materials. Maybe in the morning or in the night. If you so wish. Devotionals can be used for those who are just starting off. Don't be too quick to say, I've finished my Bible this year. God is more interested in the Bible in your heart, working your heart, than you have read through the Bible in a year. Living by the word of God is different from memorizing and say, I finished the Bible. This is my fourth time finishing the Bible. It doesn't get you to heaven. Finishing the Bible doesn't get you to heaven. When you finish reading the Bible, it is when you live the word of God. Make the most important aspect, or one of the most important, is the silent period, the meditation aspect, where you look, you think on God. And then when you are doing this part, don't lie down, because you may sleep off from there. You know that has this happened to you before? You will lie down, be shaking your leg, and you will have slept. Only for you to hear somebody enter, you just start shaking your leg again. Who are you deceiving? Just to say, so that this brother will not think that I'm sleeping.
Today we're praying with all of our brother. And I've slept. And he said, let us just meditate. It was there. Let us just meditate. Nobody sleep. Is anyone that thing? We're all that slept. For me, I just meditation. We have slumber. I just try to wake the person up because I'm deep in meditation. I say, come, let us just.
He's deep in sleep, not in meditation. Hallelujah. So it's important for us that meditation is a mind-consuming thing. I wish we can teach on that. It's a mind-consuming thing. It consumes your attention. That's when your heart is pondering on the word of God. Don't do it lying down. You can see, because it takes mental alertness to meditate. You think on scriptures. You apply it to your life. You reflect. A person who constantly reflects can be a vessel of disgrace. If you constantly think on the word of God, you can easily touch sin or iniquity. Because a man thinketh in his heart, so you see. When you think scriptures, you reflect on it. It's what you reflect on, you act like. It's very important. So check your habits of meditation. That's why, as much as possible, my brothers, go away from anything that destroys your thinking capacity, your thinking ability. And one of the things that destroy your thinking capacity is entertainment. You see, another word for entertainment is amusement. The word muse means think. The word muse. Musement. To muse means to think deeply, to ponder on, amusing on the matter. But amuse, it has negated it. To amuse means not to think. So you are a robot, a dundee, who just watches. That's what entertainment is. You are just watching, not thinking. Anytime you are watching something, you are not thinking. Especially all this entertainment. Because entertainment conditions your mind to think in a pattern, not personal productive thinking, but along what they are saying and doing. Amuse is not, and that's why you have a generation that is very, 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 very lazy and foolish. You understand? Because what, do you know, in our generation, it is what amuses that is the highest paid. Compare the salary of a footballer and a professor. What entertains in our generation pays higher than what involves critical thinking. You know, comedians collect more money than teachers. Teachers who build a nation and who build destiny, they have to strike and fight government to get their pay. But a comedian gets more just for making people laugh for 15 minutes. They are millionaires. And if you are not careful, that's what you say. You that is holding chalk and say, what am I? And it's 2 hours for that teacher is not good. But see that comedian, stand-up comedian. And so we must be careful. Meditation. Are you a man who reflects? See, when you constantly reflect on your life. See, quiet time is a place where you reflect on yesterday's attitude. This morning, you should reflect on, how was my day yesterday? What did I do well? Holy Spirit, is there any issue? When you reflect, you get better in your approach, in your attitude. You meditate on scriptures, you reflect. And then finally, you apply. Do you know, if you constantly do these things, you will be a blessed man. Your retreat of fasting and prayer will now be added energy to go higher. Not so, and then even your retreat, this is what you are doing. Do you do more than this in your retreat? This is what you do in your retreat. I pray God will help us. Look, somebody, when Kenneth Hagin died, they went to his office, his office, and they found detailed quiet time notes that is very consistent. You know, there was a time I began to shake, but God is always correcting me back. Hey, you are doing quiet time that 22, 23, 24, 25, 27, you know, like that 30th of this month, you take it 1st of April, 2nd, and it follows each other. It's a good discipline. Of course, you may miss one or two days. Yeah, man. But it's not like you miss regularly. Even when you so-called miss your so-called, it may be the right thing you missed. It's not like you miss the time of prayer and personal time with God. Let me tell you this, friends. I remember I told my wife, I said, you can't walk with God and fall into sin suddenly. It's not possible. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He shed on our way. When we do His good will, He abides with us still. And to all who will trust and obey, when we walk with, you can't walk with the Lord and not have glory on your way. You can't walk with the Lord and then you fall suddenly into iniquity. There is no such thing. And your quiet time is the proof of your daily walk. You see, it's an area we are going to pray. I don't know how you can be greater than what God says to you and deals with you on a daily basis. You can't be greater than the instructions given to you by the Lord. The dealings of God with you on a daily basis, they are the worth of the person you are. God's dealing with you on a daily basis measures your worth. Don't come here and then bamboozle with tongues and that you raise 15 dead people. No. Don't forget, spirituality is not a gift. It's a deliberate work as you cooperate with the Holy Spirit to constantly lead you, constantly guide you. Let us pray.
We hope you have been blessed by God's word. Do well to abide in the infallible truths that you have listened to. For inquiries, contact the CSOAS Ministry on 030-666-27754 or 090-522-16374. Or you can email us on the CSOAS Ministry 18@gmail.com. God bless you.